Restoring My Soul, Monday the 6th of September, Christ's Seventh Wound. Christ was wounded a seventh time in the course of his offering journey when his heart was broken, rupturing under the stress and grief of bearing the Father's reproach. This moment was marked by his cry, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? The grief or sorrow which broke his heart was caused by mankind's rejection of God's fatherhood. Mankind chose Satan as an alternative to the fatherhood of God. As Christ's heart was broken, the Father was near to him. He reached down and drew the Son out of the waters of judgment, which are described in the Scriptures as the sea of God's forgetfulness. The Son was brought forth as the firstborn from the dead, the head of a corporate new creation. This seventh wound caused Christ's heart to cease beating and for blood and water to separate within him. After it had accomplished its atoning and perfecting work, Christ was sustained only by ex anastasis, the resurrection life of the Father which was in his blood. Now living only by the resurrection life of God, the Son presented his body as a whole burnt offering, manifesting the new creation. The new creation was revealed when Jesus drank the sour wine which was lifted to his lips using a branch of hyssop. At the Last Supper, Jesus took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Evidently, the cup of the new covenant was the wine that was lifted up to Christ's lips using hyssop. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18, Psalm 18, verse 16, Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, John chapter 19, verses 29 and 30, and Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 to 29. For further study, Psalm 22.